just before the month of Kartik started, I got a letter. I must say, a shocking letter. And I cannot forget this letter while I'm here in Vrindavan, sitting and chanting, praying and hearing about Krishna from our scriptures. It is a letter written by Srila Prabhupada in the year 1972. There he says, "Now I have given you everything, but I do not see that even the basic principles of advancement in spiritual life are always there. And sometimes there's a tendency to neglect what is our real purpose of life, namely to become mad after Krishna. And instead we become carried away by big, big talk. So I'm still thinking how things will go on." Prabhupada sees in his young movement the basic principles of advancement in spiritual life are not always there. That is, detachment from the illusory worldly things and attachment to Krishna and other such basic things. And there is instead a replacement of this. We have the tendency to neglect what is the real purpose of life. The purpose, he says, is to become mad after Krishna. Mad after Krishna means to become absorbed in Krishna. And that is possible if the mind is purified. In Vrindavan, the Goswamis went around with only one project. Where are you now, Krishna? Where are you now, Radha? Where are you, Lalita and Vishaka? Are you maybe nearby the Govardhan hill, or are you maybe nearby the Yamuna? And Prabhupada said, when we don't have this absorption in Krishna, we become carried away by big, big talk, he says it. Other things which are just talk, which are not of spiritual substance. So the month of Kartik is a wonderful school to correct all this, to learn to absorb ourselves, to actually go in the classroom of absorption. And that happens mostly by chanting, concentrated, with the understanding Krishna's hearing my chanting. I should make sure it's good. And also studying about Krishna. Who is he? What does he like? What are his favorite activities? And so on. Let us take this month as a school of absorption.